We are joined once again by Joe Palca with questions about a vaccine for COVID-19. And this comes from Charles in Auburn, Alabama, who asks, would the vaccine more likely be very long-lasting like measles or more like influenza, which has to be modified every year to try to keep up with different varieties, or even like the common cold, which has so many viruses that it has not been practical to develop a working vaccine? Joe, what can you tell Charles?
Well, I was going to say the answer is yes, but that wouldn't be very satisfying. The answer is it probably it's impossible to say. There is some experience with how long antibodies to coronaviruses like SARS, which we remember from the early 2000s, or MERS, which was subsequent, which are caused by a similar virus. They protection, if the antibodies that you generate if you've been exposed, tend to last in the order of weeks, months, sometimes years, in some cases even multiple years. Is this virus going to last that behave that way? Is the immune response going to stay long that way? We don't know yet. The good news about this question is that the coronavirus, unlike the flu virus, doesn't change very much every. It seems to be relatively stable, and so if you get a virus that works, it's likely to keep working and not need to be changed. It might need to be repeated, but it might not be need to be changed.
Well, that's some good news. We have a question about the research and development of a vaccine from Julie Hall in Boise, who asks whether researchers had to start from scratch for a COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm wondering, during the earlier corona disease outbreaks of SARS and MERS, was vaccine development for those diseases started? And if so, will that help speed up the current vaccine development?
Let's remember SARS and MERS were both coronaviruses. Was there work done into those diseases that could help with this research, Joe?
That's right. Yes and yes. There was a lot of work done, and there were vaccines developed. In both cases, the epidemics or the virus spread kind of winked out before a vaccine was needed. And so there wasn't a huge impetus to put one together. And even Ebola, which I think you mentioned, but there are several companies that started thinking about, how do you get a vaccine together really quickly? And so there's two parts to the answer. One is, yes, there's some experience specifically with coronaviruses, but two, there's some experience in how do you build a vaccine quickly for a pandemic? And companies have experience in both of those. That's why I think we're seeing vaccines come out, and there are already four that I know of being tested in humans already, which is astonishingly quickly for the normal pace of vaccine development.
Let's go to Tina Morgan of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in our last minute. She asks, what do we know about repeat cases? If you get it, then go through quarantine. Is it possible you could get it again? And if so, how could shelter in place really end before there is a vaccine? Joe?
Yeah, well, that's also a good question, and I wish there were a great answer. Most people seem to think that the answer is no, you can't get it again, at least for some period of time. That's been seen in animals and monkeys that have been given a version of the virus and then challenged with it. They seem to be protected for a while. How long? We don't know. Is it going to behave the same in coronavirus, this one that causes COVID-19? We don't know. But there's reason to be hopeful that if you get it, you'll be okay for a while.
NPR's Joe Palca, thank you for your help answering all of these questions.
You're most welcome.
Next up, cooking in a quarantine. Tweet us your questions with the hashtag NPR Conversation. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.